A dead sea lion that washed up on a beach near Ketchikan was dissected last week in hopes of finding out what caused the death. The necropsy took several hours and attracted many observers, but it didn't provide any clear answers. KRBD's Layla Carey observed the procedure.
Yeah. It was a windy day out at Refuge Cove. That's not good for recording sound for a radio story, but it's great for everyone else because it blows the smell away. The odor of dead sea lion isn't pleasant, especially when Gary Freitag makes the first cut into the belly of the 9-foot-long, 2,000-pound marine mammal.
Yeah, you might go upwind. Actually, this is nothing.
Yeah, this isn't bad.
Freitag is the Marine Advisory Program agent in Ketchikan for the Alaska Sea Grant Program. He conducted the necropsy with help from Mike Welsh of the National Marine Fisheries Service. As you can hear in the background, a few moms showed up with their kids, taking advantage of this real-world science lesson.
Those are his intestines, guys. And look, at see the white part? What's the white part?
His meat.
His blubber, right? And that keeps him super warm. It's like insulation on him.
Speaking of blubber, that's one of the samples that Freitag took.
They'll be able to do analysis like organic contaminants and things like that. So, and heavy metals, they'll look for heavy.
He also took samples from all the organs. The organs didn't reveal any secrets. They all looked healthy, except for the heart. Initially, Freitag wasn't sure it even was the heart because the tissue was soft and floppy rather than the firm muscle one would expect. But even that isn't a clear cause of death.
I think what happened in the where the heart was there, which is really weird in that area, is just because it was on the sharp rock and the weight and pounding on it.
They did take a sample of the heart, so if there's some kind of disease, testing will reveal it. There was also no clear evidence of a gunshot wound, which had been the rumor. But to make sure, Freitag removed the sea lion's head. It took some work, a sharp knife, and a pair of brush cutters.
It may have been shot through the eye. I mean, the eye's all mangled, but that could be bird activity.
The samples Freitag took will be sent to labs in Anchorage. Quick results are unlikely. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.